I wonder how many people you know on this earth that you'd be prepared to die for. Perhaps it's none, or perhaps it's one or two, your spouse, your children perhaps. And when you think about them, those people whom you die for, it's a very special love that you have for them. And it's that love that gives us a clue about the sort of love that God has for us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take another look at love from a different perspective. Yesterday on the program, we were taking a look at exactly what love is. I mean, we all need love. We all search for love, and in our own different ways, we try to give love out too, albeit that oftentimes we do it rather imperfectly. And whilst Hollywood and Bollywood try to tell us that love is a feeling, we know that feelings come and go. They go up, they go down, and that's just the way life is. And so when we chase the feeling of love, if that's all we think love is, a feeling, then we're going to be sadly disappointed. And that's why we've been looking at real love, the sort of love God has for us, unconditional love, love that never fails. And forgive me for reading it again, but this short passage, as I read it and chew it over and just rest in it for a while, blows me away. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning at verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It's not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It doesn't rejoice in wrongdoings. But love rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. And today, I'd just love for us to sojourn in this passage for a while and let it sink in. Let it sink in that this is precisely the sort of love with which God loves us. Love that speaks to us through what God does. The tender personal love of God is something that is so real in my life. I mean, I go through tough things in my life, just as you do. There are days I wake up wondering, is God still in this place with me? Fewer days these days than, say, 5 or 10 years ago. But have you noticed when the reality of life smacks you in the face, it's something of an effort to connect our hearts and our minds with this great unseen reality of a loving God. Anyone who says it's any different is lying. But what I'm discovering along my journey is that day by day, as I experience the love of God through His forgiveness, through His provision, through His protection, He becomes more and more real to me. So that when some crisis punches you in the gut, as crises are prone to do, it's becoming easier and easier simply to turn to God and to trust in Him. And one of the most important things I've been needing to get through my thick skull is that God isn't some grumpy old man sitting there judging me, waiting to pounce on me the moment I set a foot wrong. Because that's the pervading picture that I grew up with of God in my head. Yes, He's God. Yes, He has the power to snuff me out in an instant. Yes, He can sentence me to an eternity without Him. I know all those things, which is why His grace and His mercy are so profoundly beautiful to me. And that's why, as I read this description of what love is, written by the Apostle Paul all those years ago, my heart melts and I rest, because I know that God is love. And if this is what love is, then this is what God is. My God is patient with me, man, just as well, because pretty much not a single day goes by when I don't set a foot wrong, when I don't have a feeling or a thought, when I don't do something that dishonors God. So He's patient with me and He's kind to me. That's the first thing about His love, patience and kindness towards me and towards you. Can you believe that? Now, God, being God, could be envious. He could be boastful. He could be arrogant towards us. He could be rude. Given what I've done, He has every right. But He chooses not to be. He chooses to be patient and kind. Patience is an interesting thing because it involves sacrifice. God lays down what He's entitled to from me. He lays that aside. He's entitled to my full 100%, 24/7 obedience and loyalty. And when He doesn't get that, He looks at me with love in His heart and He waits. It just blows me away. He doesn't insist on His own way straight away. He doesn't get all vengeful with me when I get it wrong. He doesn't get scratchy and irritable. He doesn't resent me. Resentfulness, you understand, is like cancer in a relationship. You know how when someone's rubbing you up the wrong way and you're getting pretty resentful and then some misfortune befalls that person, quietly on the inside, we're tempted to go, well, you beauty, serves them right. Not God. He doesn't rejoice in our misfortunes. He isn't happy when we get our just deserts. Instead, he rejoices in the truth. He looks at his son on that cross, the truth of his love and mercy and kindness towards us, and the desire of his heart, the greatest joy of his heart, is to see us get that. That's what he rejoices in when, as we stumble along our journey, we begin to scratch the surface of the truth that God is love. And so no matter what we do, you and I, no matter how bad things get, he bears all things, all our sin, through those nails that tore through the flesh of his son. He bears all things. He believes all things and hopes for all things. He knows the future. He sees the best in us. He nudges us gently towards his best for us with a certain hope that we'll find it. All the way bearing all things and enduring all things for us. And because through Jesus, his love for us is unconditional. Because Jesus has paid for each and every one of the things that you and I have done wrong, that we're doing wrong, that we will do wrong, which dishonor God. And because that's the basis of his love for you and me, Paul is able to finish off this beautiful passage on love with this. Love never ends. At least not the sort of love that God has for us. And when you think about it, the perfect love of God, because it's absolutely unconditional, has no reason to end. Love's patient, it's kind, not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. God's love doesn't insist on his own way. He's not irritable or resentful. He doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing, but God rejoices in the truth. God's love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. God's love never ends. Let this blow your socks off today. I mean, there are so many people walking around on this planet who believe in God, but whose lives have never been rocked to the core by the unconditional love of God. Friend, be rocked to the core today. Be moved to tears. Be overwhelmed as the Spirit of the living God pours his love out into your hearts. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And the hope doesn't disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. For while we were still weak, just at the right time, Jesus died for us. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a good person, although perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And when we let God embrace us with the reality of this love, my friend, our whole world changes. All of a sudden, we're safe. All of a sudden, we're secure. All of a sudden, we know that we know that we know that we know that no matter what we've done in our lives, no matter how badly we've failed God, no matter what we may be addicted to, no matter what bad thing may seem to have an overwhelming power over our lives right at this minute, that the love of God is real. It is absolutely unconditional. It is for you, it is for me, and it's free because of Jesus. Want proof? Look at the cross. God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. May the Spirit of God drench your life in this reality. May he open your eyes and fill your heart with wonder and joy, because it was for this very reason that Jesus died for you. Social media, you love it or hate it, it's a powerful reality in the lives of billions of people here in the 21st century. Of course, some terrible things happen in that whole social media world, which is why it's so important to use this medium to bless people for God's glory. So, if you're on Facebook, head across to the Christianity Works page and press the like button. When you do, you'll start seeing some positive and uplifting posts from us in your feed, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, when you're touched by one of them, you can then share them with your friends, becoming something of a social media missionary for the glory of God. Look, we need to be out there sharing the good news of Jesus. Amen? Well, this is one of the simple, practical, and powerful ways that you can do that. So visit the Christianity Works page on Facebook, hit the like button, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that love with your friends as well. I'm Bertie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday.
with a different perspective.